Testing. Good morning, everyone. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? No, are you really glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? This is Palm Sunday. We have a whole lot to be grateful for just today alone, right? So as Pastor prepares, we want to stand our feet, look at the person next to you, say it's good to see you here this morning. I miss you so much. Hallelujah.
Everybody good this morning? We had a little technical difficulties. Couldn't show our videos, but that's all right. God is still here.
Amen.
God is still in control.
Yes, He is.
Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Amen. How many of you know that we serve a glorious God? How many of you know we serve an awesome God?
Yes.
Are you ready to celebrate?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Gloria. Shout it out. Shout your name, Jesus, we make your praise, glorious.
You are glorious.
Hallelujah.
God, you are glorious.
Come on, my God, say it.
Shout it out, shout it out, if you know He's good. Sing it out, for the Lord is good.
Come on.
Shout it out loud, you are glorious.
Come on, here we go, say it.
Glorious. Shout it out and glorious. Make it louder. Jesus, we shout your name.
Sweet. that with me. Come on, say it.
Shine, Jesus, you shine for all the world to see. You are glorious.
Shout in here. Come on, say,
Jesus, we shout your name. Jesus, we thank your praise. Oh, glorious. You are glorious. Oh, 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 God, you are glorious. Oh,
Passion Week, and all that God has done for us in sending his son. How many of you are truly thankful? It just kind of reminds me of this. I love this song. Oh, how good my God is to me. Has God been good to you? Oh, how good my God is to me. Listen, when I think about his goodness, woo! Hallelujah. Sing it.
When I think about his goodness, all he's done for me, my soul.
Somebody and say, come on.
When I think about his goodness, and all he's done for me.
Come on. When I think about his goodness,
when I think about his goodness, and all he's done for me,
hey!
My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hey, when
I think about his goodness, and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Come on, take it up with a fear.
When I think about his goodness, and all he's done for me, my soul.
Somebody one more time and say, he's a mighty, mighty good to me. Come on, say.
Worthy this morning, isn't he? Worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord, of all the praise. You're worthy, Lord, of all the glory and the honor. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Oh, we praise you this morning, Lord. Lord, in this Palm Sunday, Lord, as that multitude gathered to praise you, they said, Hosanna. Hosanna. That's a cry for help. Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here need help from the Lord this morning? Hosanna. Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord. We don't have many palm trees in Oklahoma, so we may not have palm branches to wave, but thankfully the Lord gave us a nice little palm branch on the end of each of our hands, right?
Hallelujah.
Anyone want to join me this morning in waving the palms, saying
Hallelujah?
Anyone want to join me in saying Hosanna? Hosanna. Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, Jehovah. Praise you this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we enter into your gates this morning with thanksgiving. Lord, with praise to your holy name, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are great. Lord, you do miracles so great, Lord. Lord, we wave our hands before you and praise you for it. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us already, Lord. If you never did anything else, Lord, we still praise you for what you've already done. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for saving us of our sins, Lord. Oh, but today, Lord, we say Hosanna. Lord, we need your help this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray for our country, Lord. We pray for our nation, Lord God, that you would send revival, Lord. Lord, you told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, that you would hear from heaven. You'd forgive our sins. You'd heal our land, Lord. Lord, I pray that there be peace in our nation, Lord. You are the Prince of Peace, God. Oh, dear Jesus, I pray that you arise, Lord, with healing in your wings for our nation, our country. Lord, this city of Owosso, Lord, this state of Oklahoma, Lord. God, in this nation of America, Lord. God, in this whole world, we need you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Lord, I pray for our church here, the presence in Owosso, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for this church. I want to thank you for a church where we could come together as a family of God, Lord, and worship you together. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, for it. God, I pray that there be a special anointing this morning, Lord. Lord, that the anointing of the Spirit would destroy the yoke, Lord. God, that there be salvation in this house this morning, Lord. There be healing in this house this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray for our elders here this morning, God. Lord, our presence cruisers, Lord. I pray for our prime timers, Lord. I pray for our youth, God. I pray for our little kids, our presence kids, Lord. God, would you just spend a special anointing this morning, God, to each and every one in this house, every family represented, Lord. Every marriage that's represented here, Lord. God, I know that's under attack, our marriages, our homes, our families, by Satan. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that. Oh, Lord, we bind every wickedness in high places. God, we loose love. Lord, we loose reconciliation, Lord. We loose, God, just the freedom to worship you and to serve you and to say, as for me and my house, Lord, we will serve the Lord. God, I pray that there be unity in this place. God, you've given pastor and leadership big plans, God, for the presence in Owosso. God, and I know that you are able. I pray that there be a unity amongst the people of God, that we'd go forth and we'd be able to take the land that you've given us, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would just fill your house this morning, Lord.
Yes, God.
Lord, we're needy people. We cry Hosanna one more time. Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord. You're here this morning. We feel your presence, Lord. And God, I ask that you just move on the remainder of this service, this remainder of this time together as a family of God, that you would just feed us. Oh, praise you, Lord. Once again, I worship you. You are worthy, Lord. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. We praise you this morning. I give you all the thanks, Lord. All the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's put them palms together and bless the Lord. Real good this morning. Can you bless the Lord real good this morning? He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Such a sweet spirit in this house. Amen. Can you feel the spirit of the Lord? Such a sweet spirit. So glad to be able to just come in with my free will. Lift my hands freely and give him praise. Not every nation is able to do that. Don't take for granted the little things that you think that you just can have just because you can have, you've been doing it forever and forever. There are people who are not free to bless the Lord this morning, that they are worshiping him and hiding in little caves. They're hiding just to worship the Lord. We are free to worship him. We are free to worship him. So every time, every chance you get, you should be just lifting your hands or speaking a word of thanksgiving to the Lord. He's just so good to us. And sometimes we don't really realize how good he is. Or should I say, we don't take the time to acknowledge how good he is. That's a little bit okay. But can you really acknowledge right now and say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards me. Thank you for the freedom to worship, the freedom to dance, the freedom to sing. God has been good to us. Hallelujah. Let's take this time and do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart. Because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you.
You may be seated briefly. It is such an honor to be here and see all of your smiling faces. Thank you so much for joining us here at The Presence in Owosso, and everyone online that is joining us as well. We are delighted to have you with us. Is there anyone here in the house at your very first time with us? Ever, your very first time? If so, we want to take time and recognize, okay? If there's no one here in house, but if this is your first time watching online with us, a special welcome to you. Thank you. We hope you view with us again and join us. Now, I want to take a moment and just let you guys use those palm branches and go use them to give someone a high five, a hug, share the love of Christ, spread it with those palm branches. Let's take just a couple minutes. Find at least 4 people today. Can you find 4? I one-upped it. Usually I say 2 or 3. We're going to do 4. As you guys are finishing up, we want all of our children, if you will stand, arise, if you are not already, and let's try to start making our way to the back. I know there's a little bit of crowd. So thankful to see this beautiful full house of people. Love our children this morning. As they are going back, all the children, let's give a special round of applause to Pastor Alvin Frugier as he comes.
Hallelujah. All the little babies, all the presence kids, love y'all. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Noah. It's a nice hoodie you got on, Noah. What a sweet spirit. Look at the person next to you and just say hi. Just want to say hi. How you doing? Good to be in the presence. Good to be in the presence. We have an awesome week planned as we commemorate and celebrate. Today begins our Passion Week, also known as Holy Week, where Jesus made his journey to the cross, which would be this coming Friday. I'm going to go into that in just a moment, but I just want to say to you that this coming Wednesday, we started something new because we wanted to increase prayer, the amount of prayer that we have as a church, and we're truly doing that. So thankful. Every first Wednesday from the rest of this year and beyond, every first Wednesday will be family prayer night. And so we'll come at 7 and just a little worship possibly, and then just flow right into an hour of prayer. And so that's this coming Wednesday. And I'll tell you in a moment what Jesus was doing on the Wednesday of his Passion Week. And then Friday, we're having a Good Friday service at 7 p.m. We've actually never done a Good Friday service that I can remember. We're going to do it this coming Friday at 7 p.m. It's going to be really sweet. We're going to talk about the 7 words of Christ, the 7 things that Jesus uttered when he was on the cross. And we have some people that are going to share about that, and we're also going to have communion this coming Friday and for our Good Friday service. So invite everyone to come for that. And then on Sunday, next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the day he got up. Amen. So we just want to invite you to take part in this entire week, Wednesday prayer, Friday, our Good Friday service. So, and then we've been talking about our sacrificial offering Sunday. Today is that day, and we're going to do that at the end of the service. And I think this is what we're going to do. We don't do this a whole lot, but we're going to allow those who can. To bring it forward. We'll have some ushers here, and we're just going to put on some good marching music and just thank God for the ability to give and to sacrifice. And so we're going to do that at the end of the service. All right? Are you ready for the word of the Lord? I am ready too. Turn with me to John 14 and 6. We had an awesome team members fellowship yesterday. We used to call it team members training, but we found that it was really a time of fellowship. And so we invite really anybody who is a part of the church, but initially it was for those who served in some capacity. But whether you serve or not, you just want to come and hang and fellowship. I generally share things sometimes in that meeting that I don't necessarily share here, or I share it first in that meeting. So, but we have a great food that's most of the time it's prepared by our own Linda Oglesby, who does an awesome job, and just a great time of fellowship. So yesterday we just had an awesome time, and I want to encourage you. We do that every other first Saturday, so the next one will be in June. All right, are you there? John the 14th chapter. Lift your Bible up, whatever you have, And just say this, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, I thank you for your passion. Thank you for your word. Speak to our hearts this morning. And I pray, Lord, that we would all have ears to hear what you have to share with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read for you John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I want to use as a subject this morning, the way, the truth, and the life. Everybody say the way, the truth, and the life. Now look at somebody and say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, say that. And so as we mentioned, incidentally, I love the analogy or whatever you call it that that Ira used when he talked about our palms. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? And that's something that we can always do. We don't have to wait until this time of the year. We can always lay our palms like this. That's surrendering our lives to God. But this week, today marks Passion Week or Holy Week, and which began on Sunday when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, presenting himself as the Messiah. It was on the following Thursday, which would be this coming Thursday, that Jesus spoke these words in John 14 and 6. To the disciples. It was that Thursday. So let me just quickly, just to give you a panoramic view of this week, what Jesus did, what took place. So Sunday, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and then he returns to Bethany, which was sort of his base, if you will. Okay? So he rode in into Jerusalem on a colt, and they laid down palm branches. And then he returned to Bethany. On Monday is when Jesus curses the fig tree. And incidentally, what I'm sharing with you is taken from all four Gospels. We know that the Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic Gospels, which means they are in sync. They're pretty much the same. John's Gospel is totally different. But all four Gospels, when you mesh those together, mesh that week together, this is what you have. And so I'm not giving you scripture references for each, but it's all in the four Gospels. On Monday, Jesus curses the fig tree. You remember that? And then on his way to the temple, when he gets to the temple, he cleanses the temple. You would think that Jesus was not in a good mood that day, cursing fig trees and cleansing temples. And then when they return, he sees the fig tree withered on his way back to Bethany. And that's when, you know, the disciples say, oh, Jesus, you know, the fig tree is withered. He said, oh, that's nothing, you know. You shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, all right? Jesus always used just everyday occurrences to teach things to his disciples. So that was Monday. Tuesday, now, are the repercussions of him cleansing the temple on Monday because he has to defend his claims of being the Messiah due to the backlash from cleansing the temple. He gives his woe to the hypocrites message also on that day. He acknowledges the poor widow's offering. Do you remember that when he's sitting in the temple and he sees the woman giving the widow giving her two mites? While returning back to Bethany, Jesus stops at the Mount of Olives to teach the disciples about what is to come. And that's in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Then on Wednesday, very interesting, on Wednesday, this is known as the silent day because there's not much information given as to what Jesus did. Jesus more likely spends this day resting and visiting with his most intimate friends. This is also the day that Judas Iscariot most probably made his arrangements to betray Jesus. On Thursday, preparation is made for the Passover meal. Then Jesus institutes the Last Supper. Kind of a busy day on Thursday. Jesus identifies his betrayer. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. The disciples argue over who is the greatest. Boy, I tell you, they could be some knuckleheads sometimes. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. And then the Last Supper is followed by what is known as the Upper Room Discourse. And this is only in the Gospel of John. We've already told you that John's Gospel was totally different than the first three Gospels. In John's Gospel, John 13th chapter through 17 is just one night that he is downloading into the disciples, right? And it is a part of that time where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Later that night, Jesus and the disciples go to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, right? And that's where Jesus, you know, prays, you know, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass, and the disciples are sleeping, and all of that. While in the garden, Jesus is betrayed by Judas and is arrested. Before dawn on Thursday, Jesus is tried twice by Annas and then Caiaphas and found guilty in both trials. Then we come to Friday, also referred to as Good Friday. Jesus' third trial is held early in the morning before the Sanhedrin, and he again is found guilty. That's three times. Two Thursday night, one Friday morning, and all three guilty. Jesus is then tried three more times by Pilate twice and Herod once. And in all three of those trials, he is found innocent. So now we've got three guilty verdicts and three innocent verdicts. It's very interesting because then now that means that God has to cast the final verdict. And God the Father cast the guilty verdict on his own son, because he loved us so much. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, he said those famous words, my God, my God, why have you cast the guilty vote on me? Why have you forsaken me? Pilate gives in to the will of the people, and Jesus is sentenced to be crucified. His crime? King of the Jews. So at about 9 a.m. on Friday morning, Jesus is crucified. Now, you know, I've seen, and I'm sure many of you have seen, various movies that portray the crucifixion. And probably the worst for me was the one with, what's his name? Huh? Mel Gibson. What was that one called? The Passion? Whew, man. Now, literally, you know, I just have to say they did a great job with sound effects and visuals, and I at a certain point I just had to turn my head and I couldn't watch anymore. That said, well, let me go back. That was a gruesome portrayal. It was, right? That said, we have no idea. It didn't even begin. Well, it may have begun, but what Jesus went through, That's why the songwriter said, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. They can make movies until Jesus comes, but we will truly never know what it cost him. What it cost him mentally and emotionally and physically to endure in order to deliver to us redemption. And then, of course, we know that 3 days later, he got up. Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm glad he did. Look at somebody and say, he got up for you. The way, the truth, and the life. Are you glad that he's your way? So what did Jesus mean when he said to the disciples on that night? He said to the, what did he mean when he said, I am the way? Everybody say the way. So Jesus, what was happening, let me just read a couple of verses just before that, just to give us some context. He was comforting his disciples. And so he said in verse 1, John 14:1, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Now remember, he's giving them what he thinks, what he believes is important for them to remember, because he's getting ready to get out of here. So he's preparing them. He's saying, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for who? For you. I got a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, I'm paraphrasing, Lord, we don't know what you're talking about. Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how do we know the way? Everybody say the way. And this is Jesus' response. I am the way and the truth and the life. And here's the part that really answers Thomas's question. No one comes to the Father but through. I am the way to the Father. I am the only way that you can get to the Father. I am the way. Jesus said in John 10, verse 9 and 10, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus is the way to a life lived in godly abundance, fulfillment, and blessing. So when Jesus said, I am the way, that word way literally means the road or the journey or the way of thinking. The course of contact. I am the journey to God. I am the way of thinking to the Father. I am the course of contact. You have to go through me. It is a way of thinking. It is a feeling and deciding. Jesus is the way. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no others. Come on, finish it. Jesus is the way. Come on, everybody say, Jesus is the way. The old saints used to say it like this. He's a way out of no way. When you really think about it, what in the world does that mean? He's a way where there is no way, where there's no door. We took the youth a few weeks ago to, I didn't go through it, but I've been through it before, an escape room. And they got to go into a room and they got to figure out how to get out. And they all did an awesome job getting out. But Jesus is your way of escape out of a life of sin, out of a life of despair. Jesus is the way. Come on, somebody shout and say, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way maker, promise keeper, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who he is. He is the way. Listen, if you're trying to get somewhere without Jesus, you ain't going to make it. He's the way. Look at somebody one more time and say, Jesus is the way. Then he said, I am the truth. What did he mean when he said, I am the truth? That word truth in just regular dictionary means that which is true in any matter under consideration. It is the final determination. It is verified and indisputable. John said in his gospel in John 1 and 14, John opened his gospel by talking about Jesus becoming the Word. Jesus was the Word. And in verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, watch, full of grace and truth. He's the truth. Jesus prayed to his Father in John 17:17, on this same night, actually. And this is what Jesus said, praying to his Father. Sanctify them. He's talking about the disciples. He's talking about us. Sanctify them in the truth. For your word is truth. You want to know the truth? Get to the Word of God. Jesus said in John 18:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. How many of you are free today? Hallelujah. The reason we are free is because we have accepted and staked our claim and become witnesses of the truth. We have internalized, we've taken in the truth of God into our lives, which makes us free. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Jesus was having a conversation with a woman at the well, Samaritan woman, and he said, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in. Come on, say it again. It's spirit and in. He's the truth. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Come on, sing it with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. What is marching on? His is. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't care what happens in the news. His truth is still marching on. There are some absolutely devastating things happening across our country and in our world. We need to continue to pray for those who are in despair, those who have lost homes and loved ones. We need to continue to pray that God would send revival to our country. That God would save America, that God would heal America, that God would deliver America. And we need to pray that his truth would continue to march on. Listen, I thank God for Owosso. I thank God for the city of Owosso. I just, serving on the council, I know firsthand that most in the high 90 percentile. Most of those who serve in the city, on staff, council, are believers, love God. We open every council meeting with prayer without fail. This is a great city. Let's pray that revival would start. Let's say, Lord, let revival start with me. Listen, it only takes a spark. We need to pray that His truth, the world needs truth, because without the truth, they won't be free. Sometimes our world, including our leaders and all those in high places, are like, y'all teenagers, forgive me, like teenagers that think they know everything but don't know nothing. Huh? We need God. The world needs God. I said the world needs God. So let's pray that His truth will continue to march on. All right. Then He said, I am the life. What did He mean when He said, I am the life? That word life means to, watch this, to be possessed with godly vitality, to be alive in God. Genesis 2:7 says, Then the Lord God formed man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils. What did He breathe into his nostrils? The breath of life. And man became a living being. Everybody take a good deep breath. Come on. Now let it out. Come on, take another one. That's the influence of God. That's the power of God. That's the essence of God. He breathed into us the breath of life. And in the same way, that's what happens when we are born again. We must be born again. We must give our life, give our heart. When we are born again, we become spiritually alive in Christ. And that's what happens. We have new life breathed into us. The life of God. We are crucified with Christ. We die to our sin. Nevertheless, we are alive. Come on, let's say, I'm alive. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, stop right there. It doesn't matter who you are today. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, where you are in your spiritual walk, even if you don't think you have a spiritual walk, it does not matter. You are a whosoever. Everybody in this world is a whosoever. Those that are battling with their sexuality, they're a whosoever. Those who are battling with their gender, they are a whosoever. Those who are murderers, those who steal, kill, destroy, everyone here is a whosoever. Saul, before he became Paul, was hated, if you can say it that way, by the church. He was killing the church. He was an arch enemy of the church. But God turned his life around. Why? Because he was a whosoever. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. If you turn your whosoever stuff to the Lord, he'll save you. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus had stayed away. He got word that his good friend Lazarus was sick unto death. They wanted him to come quick before Lazarus died. And for some reason, Jesus decided to stay away. By the time Jesus got there, Lazarus was dead. So he gets into town, and Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary, are just beside themselves. And at one point, Jesus is saying to Martha, you're going to see him again. Martha said to Jesus, Jesus said to Martha concerning her brother, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Those who die in Christ are still living. Hallelujah. Because we have a home over in glory. I can't wait to see my mansion. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I close with this statement. During this Passion Week, as we reflect on Jesus' tremendous sacrifice for us, I pray that we all, I pray that you, those of you watching, have a full understanding that Jesus came, Jesus suffered, Jesus bled, suffered a gruesome death, and he rose again so that he could be your way, your truth, and your life. This week means nothing unless you can truly say that Jesus is my way, Jesus is my truth, and Jesus is my life. Come on, I want you to get up. Everybody get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. I want you to go to two or three people and tell them, Jesus is my way, Jesus is my truth, and Jesus is my life. Come on, this is testimony time. Hallelujah. Those of you watching, text somebody, call somebody, and tell them, Jesus is my way. Jesus is my truth. Jesus is my life. Hallelujah. I'm not lost because he's my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is my way. He is my truth. And he is my life. Hallelujah. And after you've done it, just begin to celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated in his presence. God, thank you for your word this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are our way, our truth, and our life. There's nothing dead about you. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in newness of life. All things are made new. Thank you for it, Lord. As we continue this Passion Week, as we come on Wednesday night just to share together in a time of prayer, and then on Friday for a very sweet Good Friday service, communion, reflecting on what you uttered, the words you uttered on the cross, and then on Sunday when we celebrate your resurrection. Pray that we would all understand and be fully aware that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And you did it just for me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 If you're here this morning and you don't know that Jesus is your way, your truth, and your life, and you want him to be, you want to come into relationship with Jesus and be reconciled to the Father, would you just indicate that by raising your hand? And in doing so, you're saying, I want to receive Jesus into my life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Seal it in our hearts and in our minds, our spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord one more hand praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want the ushers to come. I want you to, one of you to stand here and one of you to stand here with a bucket. I want you to prepare. This is our regular offering. And what we have said is we're just asking everyone to give a sacrificial, an extra sacrificial offering today as a thank you to the Lord for his sacrifice. The purpose of this offering, beyond just saying a thankful offering to the Lord, is this will go into our general fund to help to just give us a little boost, a little room, if you will, to knock out some of our monthly budget. Our yearly budget hovers around the neighborhood of around $240,000 a year. And so we want to just knock out as much as that so that we don't have to worry every Sunday. Sometimes we, you know, it just kind of ebbs and flows. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put this into a savings account, and as we need it, we'll make sure that we are help. It helps us to make budget every month. Amen. You ever, everybody understand that? So this is not our New Presence Home campaign. This is for our general fund, and it's really just to help to help us to meet our budget for the year. Okay. Got the giving there, and we've had some people that have already that have already given it, and that's fine. If you can march, we're going to put on some happy music, and this is what we want you to do. If you would, just come both aisles. It doesn't matter. Just come. All right? Would you lift your gift, whatever you have? Hallelujah. Lift it up. Pastor Sinola has ours. God, we thank you today that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. You placed it on my heart for us to give a sacrificial offering this morning that demonstrates our thankfulness. A sacrifice is something that isn't easy. It's difficult. It's something that we're going to miss. We may have to change some things around and do some things differently. We may not be able to buy certain things or do certain things, but we're making a sacrifice because you sacrificed for us. And so we do that today. Thank you for everyone that is giving this morning in this sacrificial offering, sacrificial Sunday. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just come as you feel led, and we're going to put on some good music. And as you come, come joyful, give cheerfully, and with thankfulness in your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Has God been good to y'all? Look at somebody say, "Showing up good to me."
That's old church right there. Look at somebody and tell them, he's been good to me.
I'd rather keep doing that song than announcements. I haven't heard that in a long time. Awesome. Okay, just a few reminders. I'll get you through to the end of this next weekend. We have the first Sunday family prayer every first Wednesday at 7 p.m. That starts this Wednesday, April 5th. And then Good Friday service this coming Friday, April 7th, as Pastor A announced. That'll be Good Friday service, plus we have communion, so don't forget that. And then into Saturday, so we got a busy weekend. That's Friday. Then Saturday, Circle 23 Men's Breakfast at 9 a.m. And then Resurrection Service Sunday, April 9th at 10 a.m. We'll see you right here for Easter service. God bless all y'all. I think Pastor's going to come give the blessing, and then you guys can get that down on your calendar. And don't forget this weekend, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We got to pray for Mama Essie. Come here, Mom. Lord, Mama Essie getting ready to go all over the world. She can tell it. Resurrection Sunday, we had her sing. And I said, Mom, I forgot to ask you about singing for Easter. And she said, I ain't going to be here. Where are you going to be?
I am going to be in the Republic of Ghana in West Africa. Oh, not on Easter. I'm going to be in Houston on Easter.
She's starting her trip on Friday, right? Going down to Houston, and she's going with her daughter Rhonda, and you're gonna be gone how long?
A month. I'll be back here on the 13th, y'all who are going to Branson.
Which by the way, the Branson bus is full. Boy, that. Look, that bus, we're going to have some music on that bus. It's going to be going down the road like this. But I want us to pray. I'm going to let Pastor Sanola pray.
Well, she asked my sister, my oldest sister, her husband is from Ghana, West Africa, and they have a home there. So Mom's going to go and just hang with them for a month. Y'all know this is my girl, right? Come on, let's pray for Mama Essie. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Father, for this gift that you have granted us in the earth. I love my mother, Father. I pray as they prepare to travel to West Africa, Father, that you would go before them. Father, that you would just cover them with your blood. Let your angels of protection encamp around about them. Father, I thank you that this will be a time of impartation and that she will even be able to pour into those who are over on the other side of the waters, Father God. Thank you for the anointing that is on her life. May she be a light in an area that may be dim, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're keeping her. Thank you, Lord, for provision. Thank you, Lord, that she has more than enough. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep her healthy and whole. No disease or any type of infirmity will come nigh her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers her even now in the name of Jesus. May she come back with a great testimony of just your grace upon her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you to all the people who've been so nice to me and helping me get to where I'm going. And I'm thankful.
Y'all pray for Daddy, too. Mama gonna be gone a month. Pray for Daddy.
Let me just tell you something. There'd be times when she'd go out of town for a couple of days, and she would she'd do all of Dad Mixon's meals, you know, just cook them ahead of time. So I just asked her, so did you do all his meals? She said, not this time. I hope it is. Well, are y'all ready to go home? I mean, I got another message, I think. No. All right, let's stand. Thank God for his presence. And as soon as I give the blessing, we're going to let you shout just a little bit more. You ready? Lift those hands toward heaven. I give the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Shout.